Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be honoring to you. Amen. So, this summer, it's quite likely that many of us will get together with family for the first time in a long time. Family whom we've been probably not seen because of COVID. Great uncles with stories about Korea or Vietnam. Great aunts with the best recipe for rhubarb pie. Siblings who make us laugh, grandkids who make us proud, and the list goes on. But it's not all peachy, is it? Some of our family, maybe even those whom we are supposed to be the closest to, do not think well of us all the time, and we might not always think well of them. Grandpa may not be so tipsy all the time just because of his vertigo, and we might wonder how our cousin got all that jewelry and that brand new Range Rover while working the night shift at the local McDonald's. Families are complicated, and sometimes we wonder how we could be related to these people. That more dysfunctional and common situation in families that is at the heart of the gospel from Mark for today. You see, Jesus has only been in public ministry for a short time at this point, and he's becoming quite well known. And he's confronting new challenges to his ministry all the time now. Today's challenges come from a really difficult angle, though, one that looks to me like a modern-day intervention. You see, Jesus' family has heard about the fact that he's been doing all of this healing and saying that God sent him to do it. They've heard what he has been saying about being God's son. And while Mary and Joseph might well accept this, he is their son. And it's good to think well of your boy. But wait, even Mary, his mother, has come to try to talk some sense into Jesus. The family is sure that he's just a carpenter, and it's time to come home and relax, because his family has decided to diagnose Jesus with some kind of mental illness or demon possession. The kind that back then and today does not need a name because public opinion and family opinion has decided Jesus is just altogether crazy. They come to Jesus to try to restrain him, to attempt to physically stop him from going about and speaking. The crowds and the scribes say that Jesus is possessed by the devil, that his words and actions, otherworldly as they may be, are sponsored by darkness and not light. So his family, who are already facing public shame in his culture for being related to him, actually go to stop him out of their own best interest, not necessarily his, for they believe that he is hurting their reputation in irreparable ways by publicly acting this way, and they decide to go have this intervention. It does not go well, though. When they arrive, they have to squeeze through this tight cordon of crowds to get closer to Jesus. And when they confront him and tell them that he's possessed by Satan and that he was going and what he's doing and saying is crazy and blasphemous to the God of Israel, he has a comeback to their words. He says, "Who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters?" And looking at those who sit around him, he says, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." His mother and brothers and sisters are still just outside this close group physically. They're trying to get closer in, and they want to be able to try to talk some sense into him, to call him crazy, to take him home to try to save their reputation. But he'll have none of it, for what they want to do is curtail his ministry, mostly to save face. To invite Jesus not to take risk, and in so doing, to lead a calm life back in Nazareth. But Jesus does not have a plan for a calm life. Instead, he has a plan for healing and wholeness for all these people, many of whom he's meeting for the first time. Jesus knows that in God's eyes, family is not defined by the people whom you are related to by blood, but instead, if God is the creator, sustainer, and redeemer of all, then all people could be family to each other and can be family. In these few sentences, Jesus redefines family and opens our eyes to the fact that our neighbors are not just our neighbors, but also people whom God in Christ invites us to embrace as if we were related to them and we love them. And maybe this is the craziest thing that Jesus says and does, breaking a hole in the closed circle of familial bloodlines and suggesting through this statement that we too can be inheritors of God's kingdom through him. Since God has decided we are related to Christ, now Uncle Ned is not the most important determinant of our past or our future, but Christ is. Now all of the pain and the hurt that may be evinced in our family is not the basis for our eternal choices, but instead our future is determined by the fact that Jesus has just invited us into a new relationship. A relationship where, by water and wine, bread and word, we are made new and forgiven. Where relationships are restored over and over again. Where our patient God invites us to come home and to redefine family to encompass not just the people who are in this space, but those who have not yet come here and those who never will. You see, Jesus recognizes something that we should too. And that is that family by bloodline is too narrow a way to encompass or exemplify what God's kingdom is and should be. Jesus recognizes that we can build relationships with others who do not have as much in common with us as our family does, and that's a good thing. We can love the other not just for their similarity, but for their difference, and be enriched by the new things we learn in diverse Christian community. Over the coming years, this church will be enriched and enlivened by newcomers who embrace us and whom I hope we embrace back. They will not always be the family we expected, and I hope that we are not always the family they expected. I hope that we surprise them with as much unconditional love and hospitality as we can, and I hope they spur us to change in ways that glorify God and show God's kingdom has a spot in it for everyone. So as relationships are redefined at Grace Lutheran and we come together in new ways to build community, I pray that you will find in this place love and acceptance right along with challenge and want. And in the midst of it, I pray that you will know that God is the author of our script and will bring us boldly to a new day. Amen.